Tjenare, tjenare, hello everyone. This is a re-recording of episode 6 because I realized that it was a lot of disturbance and some stuff you just couldn't hear, and generally it was pretty annoying to listen to. And for some reason I didn't really listen after I recorded it, so here is a re-recording. Over again then. I want to remind you that on this site there are you can see like two, maybe there's gonna be more, but for now there's two different pages if you look to the right on this site. And if you're like only less interested in, okay, first I'm just gonna go through the well, the pages. One is links with good like links to good sites to learn Swedish from, and if you have any tips, you can please post them to me. Right now I haven't got any links, but my intention is to fill to get some links there. And there's another page with a list of music with Swedish lyrics, because I think this listening to lyrics is a good way of like memorizing words, like if you have a song. So, and also it's a lot of fun when you're learning a new language to learn songs, especially if you're dealing with, if you're like a musician or something like me. I play guitar and I can sing, and I'm learning French, so I know like 5 songs or something, and it's nice. And there's also a list of categories. I've tagged all the Mowgli, for example, all the Mowgli lessons is in the Mowgli Swedish category. So like if you only want to listen to those ones, you could just click on that category. And also if you are one of the few who listen to this, I'm very happy about comments and emails and stuff. The few I get. Well, this is mainly like for me, because I'm very interested in learning languages, and it feels natural to break down your own language and see what's special about my own language. It's pretty hard because all the things you haven't really thought about, all the things there are to it. So it's very interesting, and I want to like, maybe I want to like develop some method or something to learn a language. And this is so far, like I'm trying to make this course as good as I can for, it's like a little undersökning, I don't know how to say it in English. Okay, so let's get to it. Episode 6 of Mowgli Swedish, and our man is now at the big street Avenyn, and he looks around and he sees a lot of people, and there's lots of stuff going on. Obviously it's Saturday night, and he spots some girls and he walks up to them, and the keywords you should try to hear are ikväll, which means tonight. And also spela gitarr, which means play guitar. And okay, ikväll and spela gitarr. So the dialogue starts with Mowgli, who says, "Tja, vad snygga ni är." "Tack. Hur är läget med er?"
"Bra."
"Vart ska ni ikväll?"
"Vi ska till Park Lane. Du då?"
"Vi får se. Vill ni med hem till mig?"
"Nej, jag tror inte det."
"Jag kan spela gitarr."
"Okej, hej då."
Okay, I made a mistake. I was gonna say, "Vill ni med hem till mig?" And I messed it up a bit. Sorry about that, and I couldn't be bothered re-recording this whole thing, so you just have to deal with it. But we'll break it down now anyway, so just repeat after me. Sha means hey. Sha. Vad snygga ni är. You guys are gorgeous. Literally, what hot you plural are. Vad snygga ni är. Tihi, tack. Well, that means tihi, thanks. Tihi, tack. And obviously it's very important to get this tihi. Hur är läget? How's it going? Hur är läget? Med er. With you, plural. Med er. Bra. Good. Bra. Vart ska ni? Where are you, plural, going? Vart ska ni? Ikväll. Tonight. Ikväll. Vi ska. We're going. Vi ska. Till Park Lane. To Park Lane, which is a club. Till Park Lane. Du då? And you? Literally, you then? Du då? Vi får se. We'll see. Literally, we get to see. Vi får se. Vill ni? Do you, plural, want to? Vill ni? Med hem till mig. Come to my place. Literally, with home to me. Med hem till mig. Haha, nej. Haha, no. Haha, nej. Jag tror inte det. I don't think so. Literally, I think not that. Jag tror inte det. Jag kan. I can. Jag kan. Spela gitarr. Play guitar. Spela gitarr. Haha, okej. Hej då. Haha, okej. Bye. Haha, okej. Hej då. And you might notice that some words are spelled with like an R in the end, like R. R, like R. But I just say E. It's because usually you never say the R. It's not wrong to say the R in the end, but I'm just trying to make it sound more like normal conversational Swedish. You can also say, for I, you can say jag, but when you're speaking, you normally don't say it. You say it sometimes for emphasis, but normally you don't say the G, so when I say it slowly, I just say ja. Instead of jag. But you'll get it. So now I'm gonna take this conversation, the dialogue, just once more, very slow, and just try to understand everything. Okej, okay, starts with Mowgli. Tja, vad snygga ni är.
Hihi, tack.
Hur är läget med er?
Bra.
Vart ska ni ikväll?
Vi ska till Park Lane. Du då?
Vi får se. Vill ni med hem till mig?
Haha, nej. Jag tror inte det.
Jag kan spela gitarr.
Haha, okej. Okay. Hej då.
And so what I'm gonna do is I'm doing this patterns like different every time, and because I don't know which is best, so now I'm just gonna take the dialogue quickly again, but in the end. So first we do the language point, and it's about yes no questions. It's pretty easy, easier than English. take the sentence: jag kan spela gitarr. I can play guitar. Well, the pronoun jag comes first, and then the verb kan, just as in English. And also, just as in English, you just change place on those two. So it will be kan jag spela gitarr? Can I play guitar? But this is where it gets easier than English. Like, if you want to make the sentence you work here to a question, in English you just you have to use do you, like do you work here. In Swedish we just follow the same pattern as in the previous example. The statement du jobbar här becomes jobbar du här. Easy. Okay, some examples, and I'll use some from the text. And first I'll say the statement, and then I'll make it to a question. Okay, so first one. We're going to Park Lane.
Vi ska till Park Lane.
Are we going to Park Lane?
Ska vi till Park Lane?
Second. You guys want to come with me to my place?
Ni vill komma med hem till mig.
Do you guys want to come with me to my place?
Vill ni komma med hem till mig?
Third. I don't think so.
Jag tror inte det.
Don't I think so?
Tror jag inte det.
I can play guitar.
Jag kan spela gitarr.
Can I play guitar?
Kan jag spela gitarr?
I work here.
Jag jobbar här.
Do I work here?
Jobbar jag här?
This feels good.
Det här känns bra.
Does this feel good?
Känns det här bra?
I am awesome.
Jag är fett bra.
Am I awesome?
Är jag fett bra?
Well, and the last one, fett bra, is just slang. You wouldn't hear anyone over like 30 say that. It literally means fat, good. Well, and if someone, something, if something is fat, it's usually a lot. So this is why you can use it this way. And now I'm taking the dialogue for the last time in full conversational speed. And okay, I'm just gonna need to find it here in my little Word document. Okay, dialogue full speed. Mowgli starts.
Tja, vad snygga ni är.
Tihi, tack.
Hur är läget med er?
Bra.
Vart ska ni ikväll?
Vi ska till Park Lane. Du då?
Vi får se.
Vill ni med hem till mig?
Nej, jag tror inte det.
Jag kan spela gitarr.
Okej, hej då.
Yes, last time I hope you understand stood most of it. I mean, it's pretty hard with the full conversational speed, but you just have to repeat, like listen to this again, and so you get accustomed to the sounds. And also, I have a little recommendation for a song, which is Captain Röd, Stjärnorna finns här, which means the artist is Captain Röd. It means Captain Red, and Stjärnorna finns här means the stars are here. It's a pretty good song. It's like Swedish sort of reggae music. You can find the I also made actually a translation of the lyrics. Okay, this was all for today. Har det gött era. Jag ska inte säga det. Men jag hoppas att ni får en trevlig kväll och att detta blev en bättre inspelning än den förra. Okej, okay. Bye bye.